Well, like I say, I was one of the first people to sign up as well because, again, these regulations, almost all of them are open-ended and ambiguous enough that almost anybody who owns a firearm could be interpreted as a criminal. Though the issue that I'm testifying on today is the ammo possession by anybody under 21. One of the regulations is in there is that they're banning possession of ammunition designed for a restricted firearm by anybody under 21. Well, where we live at, we shoot in the yard, and my son mows the grass. So my son could be mowing the grass, find a couple rounds where somebody cleared a jam, picks them up, puts them in his pocket, goes back to mowing the grass. His buddies come by, hey, let's run into town. He finishes mowing, puts the tractor away, goes with his friends. And if for whatever reason he would have been found, he were to be found in possession of this ammunition, he could be arrested, processed, and prosecuted as a criminal just because he mows the grass at our house.
Delegate Smigel has also expressed some concerns about the firearms training requirement. Initially, that wasn't going to be in the bill. Now it turns out it's in the regulations. What concerns do you have about that?
Well, the one thing is to get the handgun license, you have to have this training, and they haven't even released the standards for the training yet. So to receive a handgun after October 1st, you have to have this license. But there is no way to possess that license without the training. So that basically means it could take 6 months before they actually have the regulations worked out and start having these licenses go out. So that means, purchasing a handgun would be impossible for most people in Maryland for like 6 months.
John, pronounce your last name for me again.
Belazik.
John Belazik.